Hello, innovators. I'm Todd Wyant, and welcome to the Bridging the Gap podcast presented by Applied Software Great Tech Group. You're invited to join our conversation to model the future of construction innovation and the digital transformation adventure of this great industry. We recorded this conversation live from the Advancing Prefabrication Show in Denver, Colorado. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. So we are at Advancing Prefab here in Denver and sitting down with Paul Sweeney. Thanks for taking the time and coming to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me and welcome to Denver. This is my hometown here, so it's great to have you guys.
Yeah, you got the snowstorm already as the intro, so that was a nice welcome to Denver.
That's right. Right. 65 one day and we're 15 something degrees this morning.
So that's right. I like it.
A dose of Denver.
That's right. I like it. So tell a little bit about kind of your prefab journey and what led you here to the show this year.
Yeah. My journey started back in like 2007 and just seeing a cool project at a healthcare conference of, hey, they were doing some amazing stuff with some offsite fabrication, and it just clicked with me. And ever since then, I've just been promoting it and being a part of it for our teams and trying to help educate others. And that's really where my journey started. And right now we have a great shop here in Denver, and we produce quite a few different components out of there, and we're always, pushing forward.
Mm-hmm. What captured your imagination about prefab?
I see our workforce of definitely things with trying to do more with less, right? We're quality. We have our industry has always been looking to advance the quality and improve it. That along with the safety side, I think just being able to bring items into a controlled environment and really just promote that safety vision, get people off of lifts and ladders out there in the industry, and just increase in productivity too. Most our components we work on, we're twice as productive in our facility than we are out in the job sites. So it's a big deal for us.
Yeah. Do you think there's any kind of common misconceptions around prefab?
Definitely the cost of prefab has been a misconception. I feel as an industry, we've bridged that and we're into the cost neutral stage. But with that, we're also quicker on our project delivery time. Mm-hmm. So when you start thinking about time is money, and getting heads in bed sooner or whatever that is to get our products turned over, our built environments to our clients, that is where prefab is just really accelerating and starting to gain a lot more momentum now that I feel we are that cost neutral phase.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think has shifted and changed in the prefab movement over the last couple of years?
No, I would say the biggest driver we're seeing is our clients are reaching out to us. They've seen the value of prefab on their projects, and they're coming to us and being engaged with the process more. Mm-hmm. And they play a huge role in it when it comes to aligning a contractor and aligning a designer to meet that vision, whether it's an accelerated project or something like that, that really can benefit from offsite manufacturing. That is probably the biggest change we're seeing out there, is that the clients are catching on to this. They're seeing the value that it brings to their portfolios. Mm-hmm. And we love to see that. And we've got a lot of talented individuals on our teams, but we're always looking for more. And that's been great too, of just seeing that interest level and people who want to keep advancing it. You know, they're reaching out to us and seeing like, you guys are really doing it, and it's great.
Yeah. Have you seen the conversations shift or change how, what's being brought up over the last couple of years when you're talking with clients about prefab?
Yeah, I think one of the topics that's changed is the design teams are more knowledgeable about it. Mm-hmm. So if their topics or components, you know, they're bringing new ideas up to us too, in many ways of like, not just us assessing it early, but they're actually having that mindset going into projects too of, you know, we may see RFPs that come out and say, hey, what is your approach to prefab? Mm-hmm. Which we never saw that 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that's a great change.
Yeah. Interesting. Coming back to the Advancing Prefab show, is there certain kind of trends that you're picking up with the conversations that are happening?
Yeah. Seeing more of the design side and the focus on, you know, what we're doing with our models and how we're advancing the early integration of the components, mm-hmm. I think is one of those big topics we're seeing out there, whether it's parametric designs, computational designs, those sorts of topics. We're learning more about those at these mm-hmm. conferences and just continue to push that forward.
Mm-hmm. How's technology playing a role in prefab movement and helping to kind of push it forward, especially the emerging tech side?
We
brought up computational design. There's a lot of tech behind that.
I think when you look at all of this prefab from day one, it's not possible without the model
mm-hmm.
and without that technology. So that is the springboard, and you know, they keep advancing the tech more and more, and it's getting into the AI side and those sorts of topics that are just going to continue to evolve mm-hmm. and help improve us with doing more with less, whether it's less time in our schedules or less manpower availability. We work in a lot of, you know, remote regions, and you know, if we're paying per diems and stuff like that to have workers get to those locations,
mm-hmm.
If we can bring that back into that controlled environment, we can help accelerate schedule, keep costs down in those circumstances, mm-hmm. and really provide that safer and more quality to our clients.
Mm-hmm. So you brought up AI. You know, very few conversations can go without talking about AI, like recently. What's your outlook on AI for construction?
You know, a lot of that is still in its infancy. Mm-hmm. And our VDC teams and our modeling teams are the ones who are spearheading a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also learning from other industries. I think that's the biggest thing out there, is that we'll continue to learn from the other industries, and it's from some of our clients and what they're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that's the biggest change, and it's just going to be a continuous learning and bringing that feedback and to seeing what we can leverage from it to help improve what we deliver to our clients and customers.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain industries that you're looking closely at to kind of get inspiration from?
Right. Yeah. I mean, automotive industry is always out there, mm-hmm. That is doing some amazing things with it. But it goes beyond that too, of what like our healthcare clients are doing with some of the AI, and I think it's a big ride for everyone right now.
Yeah. So how would you encourage people to stay ahead of the curve, because there's so much happening, it's so much change happening in the industry, whether it's on the technology side or the process side, or you know, the convergence of manufacturing and construction? How do you stay ahead of this game?
For us, it's really being diligent and focused about the topics that can help provide us with more certainty mm-hmm. in our industry. And to me, that's a lot about that bridging the gap, right? That gap to me a lot of times focuses on the uncertain, right, of what's out there, and being able to provide that certainty to our projects, to our clients, to our workforce. So that's a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What about the mindset change? How have you guys gone about helping to pull people into kind of this new way of doing things and thinking about things?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a shift for planning for work in our controlled environment versus waiting until maybe a design's further baked and then start implementing it. So that's our big mindset, is getting in front of a lot of what we're doing for our offsite manufacturing
mm-hmm.
and just bringing that a lot earlier on in the project, and really kind of helping support other team members that may not have some of that experience, whether it's education sessions with trade partners or with design team members, even with some clients too, of just ensuring we start off on that path from a day one approach and not looking to force, you know, offsite prefab into projects after the fact. We just see more values. Our values, you know, we still provide value when we do it, you know, more when the designs further progress, but the ability to impact and provide increased value is so much greater when we start that from a day one approach.
The industry is struggling with a communication problem and a lack of interoperability. This is causing 25% of data being recreated and almost $300 billion loss due to bad communication. Great Tech Group believes that is a problem. So they created Data Connect, an easy-to-use, no-code platform that connects critical ERP systems with cost management to form a single source of truth to empower better communication, decision-making, and project efficiency, delivering the ultimate business outcome of being on time and on budget. Visit ASTI.com/DataConnect to start saving time and money.
Have you seen that trend pick up more of having that conversation day one? I feel like for a long time, there was the conversation of beating the drum that we need to have that conversation starting at day one, but it was more like, hey, this needs to happen. It would be really nice if it would happen. Do you see that picking up of becoming more reality?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is where we see whether it's an RFP get issued asking for our approach to it. Like, that's a huge change for us. From a design side, it's also about supporting them with whether it's components and, hey, we can help designers if we're going to do multi-trade racks or something like that. Like, how can we help them with populating them early, right? And getting people to understand that from a day one approach and trying to get away from, well, that's just the means and methods for you guys. Well, that's great, but we can provide more value when we have our whole team aligned and understanding that, wow, this really does provide support to getting the project done quicker, safer, increasing that productivity, and really helping the bottom line for our clients to get them into their buildings and have them operate their programs.
Yeah. Well, when you think of a kind of long-term ultimate goal of prefab, how would you wish cast that?
Oh, that's a great question. Where I see more alignment is definitely on the design, and long-term goal is that it's just this seamless process that we have those products that we're, you know, into that, you know, computational design or whatever that is, but we're just pushing that forward earlier and having that full list of products out there to maintain competitiveness in the industry, but really just to serve as that springboard of starting that day one approach with easier, an easier process for the construction of those buildings and the not just construction too, I should say, it's the design side, right? It's how do we help improve the designer's process and not always constraining them to say, hey, here's this one square block that I need, but what are we doing as an industry on the construction side too that allows them to get more creative? And, you know, I see too many projects where, well, VE soffits out of a project, but it's more important for us to start talking about, like, wow, we already have some really cool designs on soffits or something like that that we can say, hey, bring this in. And we already know that certainty of the cost. We know the certainty of the schedule, and just bring that to the project team earlier and have let the designers be a lot more flexible with their stuff as well, and not just dictate to them, like, here's the only thing, you know, that you can be working on. And, you know, they want to have the creativity, and we value that.
Yeah. What do you think is the critical linchpin that is missing from making that a reality?
definitely how some of our traditional contracting methods are out there. That is where, you know, if it's just going to be a hard bid, you know, design, bid, build, that is not the method that's going to continue to advance our offsite prefabrication. It's getting teams together and collaborating and really taking a day one approach to understanding that our industry on the construction side, you know, we can improve. We've proved it on several projects over and over, and just not having to go reinvent the wheel every time we do that, and just gaining that alignment earlier in the projects. I think that's that key linchpin of getting groups together and, you know, sharing our successes with them and listening to their feedback too of, maybe what's challenging on their side that they, if they feel that, prefab, maybe it is a designer who says, you know, that I've done it on a project, but it really confined me to not being able to provide the vision I had, and just understanding what that vision is earlier and how we can help support that along the way too.
What do you think the next right step is in the, this kind of march to industrializing construction?
To me, it's having the support of our clients, understanding that us understanding their industry more, and as well as them understanding our industry and why we're pushing so hard on this as an industry to help change the direction of where we've gone and change some of the, you know, stigmatisms that we've had in the past of our industry of just taking too long or it's change orders, and just providing that certainty. To me, that's the biggest thing, is being the proactive and providing that certainty.
So how do you go about changing that perception to build the trust that, well, what the reputation was 10 years ago is different than the reality of the situation now?
We got to continue working hard, because a lot of times it's folks who come to us, and, it's a lot of prove it, you know, and we've got enough reps in now. We've built our muscles to be able to say, yeah, here's all our examples of why this was successful on this project, and bringing that to other project teams and educating the entire process, and, you know, whether it's from the pre-con folks or our business development folks, and just continuing that process of education and moving it forward. And, you know, a lot of people always ask, like, well, that's great, but have you ever done it before? Well, we see now our industry has, and there's great examples of that, and we leverage a tremendous amount of our data. And we're just continuing to provide that feedback loop and continuing to track the data and the metrics, so that that next project, it's more of just a repetition.
Nice. Yeah, making it from the theoretical to the practical.
Right.
And this has been done. It's been proven.
Yeah. And we're going to keep moving forward too. That's who we are. That's in our nature. We're very innovative, and we're going to be taking that next step of, okay, that's great. We've been doing that, and we'll refine it and get those feedback loops, but always working on that. What's next, right?
Yeah, I like it. So bringing it back to advancing prefab, is there a takeaway so far from the conference, whether, you know, in one of the sessions or in conversations that you've had, that you'll take back with you?
Yeah, there is, It's always a great conference coming here. Most of my takeaways is about the networking and just coming here and being open-minded and sharing what's working well. I feel that has slowed down in the past. There was a lot of momentum behind that, and we need to continue to focus on bringing that mentality back of, hey, as an industry together, we can do this, but we need to, you know, still eliminate some of those silos, even if it's, and just start sharing our stories with each other to help improve our industry as a whole.
Sharing stories has come up quite a bit already.
Right.
It's a great takeaway for sure. Okay. So as we start to kind of wrap things up, some rapid fire questions for you.
Sure.
What is the phrase modeling the future? What does that look like to you?
Modeling the future is how are we going to leverage, computational designs and those types of things to help improve our ability to go fast in our modeling. That's, to me, modeling the future is about not having to redesign and redetail everything over and over, getting away from those snowflakes, but having the pieces of the snowflakes, and having those pre-built and pre-templated.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What does innovation mean to you?
Innovation is, my keyword is always about being proactive, and it's just always keep your feet moving and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. How do people find out more information and connect with you?
Absolutely. You can reach out via email or LinkedIn. You can find us at gejohnson.com. Reach out that way, as well as dpr.com.
Awesome. Final question for you. If I could give you all construction power, you could snap your fingers and innovate one thing. What would you pick to innovate?
Oh, I would. That's a great question. It's more about that, seeing that catalog of those components and just having our clients be able to go in and just select, similar to the way we build cars, right? Mm-hmm. Of being able to pre-order and having all those product lines and just start that mentality of being able to build buildings similar to how we build cars these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. Paul, thanks so much for taking the time and talking.
Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Bridging the Gap is hosted, directed, and produced by Todd Wyan. Edited and produced by Eric Daniel. Bridging the Gap is an Applied Software Great Tech Group production. Copyright Applied Software Great Tech Group 2024.